We can probably all agree that the world is suffering from the effects of our very human self-absorption. Today, Jane Andrews looks at how nature can override our thinking with its subtle inconvenience. This is A Walk in the Park.
Recently, I was interviewed at a television station on the subject of birds. It was a notable experience for me, seeing that I started my career in television. However, back then, I was behind the camera, not in front of it. Recording interviews was a walk in the park for me. But being interviewed required me to trust that I could stay focused under pressure as well as under studio lights. Then tape was rolling, digitally that is, and I was introduced with an incorrect title and had them stop the recording in order to start again. To change the title under my name, I was asked, "So what are you?" I requested no title at all. I learned a long time ago that I don't have to be somebody's something. The unusual range of responsibilities I handle doesn't have to make sense to people, and my job description doesn't have to define who I am or what I can do. Today is a culture of criticism. I struggled my whole life to be accepted, valued, and understood. Correcting the reporter's misinformation instantly put into question my status, authority, and worthiness. It was a surreal moment waiting again for the countdown. As a typical measure of security, I overprepared. I dreaded the thought of stumbling. I had just a moment to remind myself, I am in front of people every day. I know my material, and I need to just take a deep breath and let it fly. People say I did well. I guess I have to take their word for it. My hilarious dose of humility came when I was returning to my car after the taping. It wasn't just raining. Not even my television makeup could survive that torrential downpour. Yes, it was nature that officially and very quickly brought me back down to earth. Laughing at the irony of it all, I was reminded once again that I am simply a part of a bigger design, an instrument in a symphony, a fabric in a quilt, or a few words arranged on a page. I am not any greater or less than a bee pollinating a flower, a tree providing much-needed shade, or cabbage grown for yummy coleslaw. I am reminded that my life is a part of not anything more important, but purposeful for a time.
You have been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, airing each week at this time. Brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.